The bill was paid for, in part, by cutting $11.9 billion from the federal food stamp program. The program had received a boost from federal stimulus dollars just last year. That boost was to last until about 2018, but to help make the education and jobs bill revenue neutral, that date was pushed forward. J.C. Dwyer is state policy director for the Texas Food Bank Network.
So basically, they're just cutting it off early in April of 2014.
And that's just one cut. In September, the U.S. House is expected to pass a bill that pays for child nutrition programs, like the free and reduced lunch program. To pay for increased funding in that bill, another $2.2 billion in food stamp benefits could be cut, which would push the reduction date to November 2013. But Dwyer is hopeful that won't happen, because a number of Democrats have spoken out against the cuts.
About 150 House members signed a letter last week protesting the cuts, and this was obviously after they had voted for it, because they had been in such a tight situation with this bill that they needed. But that letter essentially said that we want to bring it back, and we're not going to stand for any more cuts, especially for child nutrition reauthorization.
Dwyer says the current food stamp benefit would be reduced $47 a month in April 2014. But with more than 3 years until the cuts come, he's hopeful Congress will cancel them. Jeff Wohl says a lot of gray area remains when trying to quantify the cuts in Texas.
Yeah, there are a couple of things that are in play here.
Wohl is a Texas Health and Human Services Commission spokesman. He agrees with Dwyer that there's a chance any of those cuts could be changed before 2014.
It's a few years down the road, and then, you know, secondly, we haven't gotten any guidance from the federal government on exactly what sort of impact this will have on benefits in Texas, and so we're in a position where we really can't do an analysis on this.
So any cut projections, like Dwyer's $47 a month, are premature. Dwyer and other food stamp advocates are ready to fight to get those cuts changed before 2014, but for now he's focused on blocking the additional proposed cuts Congress will vote on in September. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.